let's take a minute to think about things. First off, we got to give thanks to God for guiding us through everything. No matter what we've been through, we're still here, and that's a blessing. I hope you and your loved ones are safe, healthy, and doing good today. Now remember this, your mind is your biggest weapon. It's stronger than anything else you've got. It's what helps you deal with life, whether it's school, work, or relationships. You've got to think for yourself and trust your gut. Don't just go along with what everyone else is saying. When something feels off, trust that feeling. That's God talking to you, showing you the way. For those who believe, you already know this. But if you're still searching, don't worry. God will find you when the time is right. Sometimes, we're the ones who show others the way. We might be the only example of God that someone sees, so we're called to share His message. In this world full of lies and fake stuff, we need to be the light. We've got to spread love and truth, especially when there's so much deception around us. We're here to wake people up, to help them see what's real. Focus on yourself and your purpose. Don't stress over the feelings of people who've hurt you. Did they care about your feelings when they betrayed you or talked behind your back? Nah. So keep moving forward and trust in God's plan. Have you ever thought about whether the people who hurt you really cared? Whether they talked about you, tried to get close to someone you love, or disrespected you? It's clear they didn't. So why worry about their feelings? Some of us give second chances when we shouldn't. Nowadays, many people don't share the same values. Some of us are kind, but others take advantage. Stop giving them more chances. Cut them off before they hurt you again. Stress and emotional pain are just as harmful as physical sickness. When God shows you someone's true colors, it's for your protection. He loves you and wants to keep you safe. You're not like everyone else. You're chosen to be a light in this world. But to do that, you've got to guard yourself from people who don't have your back. Some people hurt others because they've been hurt. But that's not you. You judge people by how they treat you now, not based on the past. Not everyone was raised with the same values. Sometimes you'll have to stand alone. Whether you're eating by yourself or going to the movies solo, know that being alone isn't a weakness. God's always with you, and He made you strong for a reason. So stand tall, you're never truly alone. When you stop calling or texting them, they start to feel the difference. They can't handle it, but trust me, they'll realize what they lost. They'll look back and regret how they treated you. Your absence will speak louder than anything you could have said. They will miss everything you used to do for them. But don't go back. God has set you apart from these people for a reason. Not everyone is meant to stay in your life forever. Some are just there for a season to teach you lessons. You learn what you want and don't want in life through these experiences. Trust that God will bring the right people into your life, just like He's done for me. He brought the right people, including a wonderful partner, into my life, and I now have a family full of love and support. It's essential to let go of the past. Don't give people who hurt you another chance. They didn't care about your feelings when they hurt you, and they did it on purpose. Whether they ignored you, didn't show up when it mattered, or spoke behind your back, they knew what they were doing. They might pretend otherwise, but they're not innocent. I'm here to bring you the truth because you've probably dealt with enough fake people. I've been through it too, and that's why I share these experiences. I want to motivate and uplift you and remind you that it's about the bigger picture. God's kingdom, not just personal stories. You deserve better. Stop giving second chances to people who don't value you. Some lines should never be crossed, and when they do, it's time to walk away. Remember, God made you strong for a reason. You're part of His army, chosen to shine in this world. Stay strong, defend yourself when needed, and trust God's plan. When people come back into your life, they can no longer act the way they used to because you can see through their pretenses. You have the gift of discernment, and the Holy Spirit gives you the strength to recognize truth. Whether you're at work, in prayer, or simply going through your day, God's presence is always with you. If you're one of the chosen, a child of God, His light shines through you. I wanted to share this message to remind you that, no matter who leaves or no longer communicates with you, there will be more people coming into your life. God has a plan for your journey, and He will place the right people along the way. Don't get stuck on someone who doesn't treat you with respect. If they can't appreciate who you are, let them go. Whether it's a partner who judges you or someone who doesn't recognize your value, don't hold on to them. To the men out there, if she doesn't respect you or your efforts, it's time to move on. You deserve someone who values your hard work and commitment to your family. And to the women, if your man doesn't treat you like the queen you are, let him go. There's no need to stay with someone who doesn't show love, care, or affection. You deserve a king, someone who knows God and shares your values. Having a good partner, someone with solid family values, is important. As a father now, I realize how much upbringing matters. I was blessed with great parents, and now I am grateful to be raising my own child. Parenthood is a precious gift, and nothing compares to the joy of being a good parent. For those of you who don't have kids yet, remember that it's not just about when you have them, but who you have them with. The person you choose will shape your whole experience as a parent. So don't rush it. Trust that God will bring the right person into your life at the right time. As parents, the things we say and the energy we bring affect our children deeply. If we give them negativity, it will stick with them. We all want our kids to be strong and kind, so we need to be mindful of what we teach them. God wants me to remind you that some people in your life have already shown you who they really are. When they do, they often pull away, stop calling, or disappear altogether. That's because they know you've seen through them and they can't handle it. Sometimes this happens out of jealousy or envy, especially if you carry yourself with grace and confidence. But remember, it's not just about how you look, it's about your heart. God exposes the truth to protect you. People who have hurt you will eventually feel the weight of their actions. They might regret losing you, but don't let them back into your life. God has set you apart for something greater, and those people were never meant to stay. If you're wondering whether you're one of God's chosen, don't worry. I once felt lost too. But God opened my eyes, and now I see things differently. You don't need to be perfect or know every scripture. What matters is the love in your heart and the purpose God has for you. You don't need a crowd to feel strong. With Jesus by your side, you already have everything you need. Don't let those who've walked away distract you. They might even come back with false apologies. But remember, manipulators love to act like the victim. Let go of the hurt. Stand up for yourself when needed, but don't seek harm. We need to teach the next generation that real strength is about protecting yourself without causing harm. Trust your gut. You'll see people's true colors even before they say anything. You'll connect with the genuine ones, and every struggle you face will make you wiser and stronger. Love yourself enough to stop worrying about those who don't care about you. God's message is simple. Stay strong and don't let anyone bring you down. Life can change in a moment, so focus on the purpose God has for you. If someone doesn't value you, let them go.